cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know, streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime on any screen at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.
Hey, everybody. Today in the Charlie Kirk Show, our oligarchy. That's right. Our oligarchy. What is an oligarchy versus a democracy versus a republic? Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, as the attempts to prevent Donald Trump from being on the ballot get very real. Very, very real. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com and subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com.
And there's something very suspicious happening, and it's unfolding in front of our very eyes. Yes, we will talk about how Donald Trump's court date is set in the midst of the primary election. They want him to be a convicted felon ahead of the general election. The timing is intentional. That only is one of several data points that we're going to connect for you today. But first, how many times do you hear them lecturing about democracy? Democracy. It is our democracy. In reality, what they call democracy is really a group of insiders calling the shots while you get poorer. Your freedoms evaporate. Your liberties disappear. A group of insiders who run the show. In the Woodrow Wilson administration, who is a prime villain of liberty and the Charlie Kirk Show, if there were to be a villain, even more than FDR, Woodrow Wilson really was the man who set this all in motion. He never should have been president. And Teddy Roosevelt, unfortunately, unintentionally gave him the presidency in the 1912 election. In the Wilson administration, this started. It began as a challenge, a refutation of the founding fathers who were rooted in antiquity, understanding that a government must be built on wisdom and prudence, deliberative, decision-making, slow, intentional, with a preference on human and natural rights. Woodrow Wilson wanted to get rid of that. He said, why would we allow politics get into the science of the administration? And this is where we get the idea of political science, Woodrow Wilson brought forward. For most of your life, you have been living through an oligarchy masquerading as a representative government. A small, tiny, untouchable, sometimes unknown group of insiders that seem to always be one step ahead of us, whether it be on COVID, lockdowns, 2008 financial crisis, Ukraine, Russia. Now, thankfully, you, the American people, are starting to wake up to this. There is a widespread awakening to how the oligarchy runs the country. Donald Trump was the first person to defect from the oligarchy, who was part of their parties, who was a member of, as what Angelo Codevilla, may he rest in peace, called the ruling class. He defected from the ruling class, went down the golden escalator, and waged war on them. His infantry, you, the American people. Of course, it was a metaphorical war, political war, and trying to challenge this 100-year project. Now, it's been 110 years in the making. This is a crisis that you are living through 110 years in the making. These are people that have deteriorated our currency, debased our purchasing power, kept our borders wide open, recklessly declared foreign wars. They're trying to take your weapons, take your kids, groom your kids, turn them trans and gay. It's all part of an agenda, and the people have had enough of it. The 2016 election of Donald Trump was the first time the group of insiders were legitimately scared and frightened. The last time they were that scared or frightened was when Ross Perot was threatening to become president in the 1992 election. They were able to thwart that because Clinton and Bush were the same side of the same coin. Perot was talking differently. Trump challenged them, and they're not going to forget. When he became president, he actually did what he said he was going to do. And love or hate Trump, there's mixed opinions all across the board in this audience, and that's fine. The point is, who is in charge? Is it going to be the oligarchy, the insiders, or the American people? The American people have not truly been in charge post Woodrow Wilson. We had a couple of gasps of representative government. We had maybe Dwight D. Eisenhower, Richard Nixon for a short period of time, who, by the way, betrayed a lot of his campaign promises. Maybe Ronald Reagan, but even then, we have not had a true representative movement back in Washington, D.C. The kingdom has only grown more powerful and stronger. So they created this crisis, and now they're trying to cover it up. They are deathly afraid and worried because you're dealing with people that have never been given power the proper way. These are people that took power. They were not given power. These are people that snuck in to the highest levels of our government. They were never, via consent, allowed to run the CDC, the FBI. And so with that backdrop, understanding that it's an oligarchy that we are trying to challenge, there's something that is happening in real time. And yes, Donald Trump's court date plays into this. But if you start to hear the language of Asa Hutchinson and then Mike Pence, who are members of the oligarchy, this is what you must understand about the insiders, that it transcends both parties. We call them rhinos, uniparty, regime, all fine characterizations. This is not right versus left. This is top versus bottom. This is ruling class versus the republic. That's the proper framing. When you start talking like this, they get very scared. They get very anxious because they want these silly right versus left arguments of what the corporate tax rate is going to be. Meanwhile, the issues that actually matter, family formation, church attendance, suicide rates, individual liberties, national sovereignty, endless foreign wars, and trade deals are never actually touched by the uniparty. Corporations get more powerful, the currency gets debased, and they stay permanently in power. So Mike Pence is a card-carrying member of the oligarchy. When he says, you know, he says the tradition of Ronald Reagan, you know, they always echo back to Reagan. What they're really saying is don't touch the neoliberal order. That's what they're really saying. They're saying just obey, be part of the Vichy French. It's nicer this way. And he said something with a lot of confidence here, and you must wonder, when Mike Pence says he is confident, more confident, that's too confidence, that the Republican nominee will not be the former president, you have to wonder, what evidence does he have to suggest this? Not a single poll shows that this is true. Donald Trump is up 50 to 60 points in every single poll. What evidence does Mike Pence have to suggest that this confidence play cut 7?
I remain confident, more confident after Wednesday night, that the Republican nominee will not be the former president, that we're going to give the American people a standard bearer for the GOP that's going to be able to lead us to victory against Joe Biden and the radical left.
Why does he believe that? After Wednesday night? Was there some sort of meeting that happened Wednesday night that we're not aware of? Like clockwork. The New Hampshire Secretary of State is entertaining keeping Donald Trump off the ballot. This is a Republican Secretary of State, by the way. A former New Hampshire Senate candidate, endorsed previously by Donald Trump, is now vowing to file litigation to keep Donald Trump off the state's primary ballot, a move that could lead to neither of the presidential frontrunners being on their party's ticket in the key battleground state. Bryant Corky Messner says the former president is not constitutionally qualified to serve again based on the allegation that he incited the protests at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. The Secretary of State of New Hampshire is David M. Scanlon. And based on ABC News, David Scanlon is entertaining this legal theory. Do you see how quickly this happens? A week ago. We were covering the New York Times articles. There were three or four articles that happened simultaneously. Of course this was coordinated. And by the way, this is evidence of a conspiracy. In the criminal code, a conspiracy is two or more people working in harmony to do a certain thing. That is what a conspiracy is. So you have four different op-eds, one that says we have to get rid of elections, one that says that we vote too much, one that said New York Times and The Atlantic had a similar version of the same theme, which is that Donald Trump should not be allowed a ballot based on the 14th Amendment. And now you have Secretary of State entertaining it. That's just in 1 week. Wake up, everybody. They have a plan, and it does not involve elections. Before they even get to the general election, they want to try to prevent Donald Trump from being on the primary ballot. And we identified something that Asa Hutchinson said in the debate last week that has gone viral, where he might have told us the entire plan, but we know the playbook of the oligarchs. Elections are an annoyance to them. The insiders believe elections are too risky. They don't want you to have a voice. They would rather say that Donald Trump himself is not allowed on the ballot. That is the game plan right now. All these other candidates better understand and wake up that this is a death blow to the Republic if they get this done. New Hampshire is going to be the test case. I want to talk about ReliefFactor.com. I want you guys to check out ReliefFactor.com. 100% drug-free, knee pain, back pain, joint pain, elbow pain. Check out Relief Factor Energy. Help makes your body make nutrients readily available. Relief Factor Sleep. I know a lot of you are probably having trouble sleeping. Relief Factor Sleep could be the best solution for you. Everybody goes to bed. Not everybody sleeps. We're all about helping people live lives that are filled with connection, exploration, passion, and emotion. That is what life is all about. Make sure you guys are sleeping well. It's a major part of life. Check it out right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. They're going to try everything they can to not even allow Donald Trump on the primary ballot. You have to understand, this was the plan all along. This probably was launched 6 to 9 months ago, maybe even before that, during the midterm elections probably, as they saw Donald Trump starting to get ready to run. They had the indictments ready to go. And we've been speculating about the 2024 coup. Now, because the Republican establishment hates Trump, because the leaders of the Republican establishment do not want him there, they're just going to kind of be like, well, there's nothing we can do state by state. Many members, not all, because there's some that are terrific, but many members of the donor class are cheering this on. This is welcome news for them. For many people, they woke up and they said, wow, there's a chance. Donald Trump might be 50 points ahead of all of our preferred candidates, but hey, if we can allow him off the primary ballot, we have a shot. We have a chance. This is not some series of random events. You are living through a plan. As we've said before, we on the conservative side have no plan. There is no plan. The RNC does not have a plan. We just kind of feel the vibes, man. In fact, I remember one Trump 2020 campaign official. I asked him a couple days ahead of the 2020 election. I said, hey, how's early voting in this precinct, this county, Pinal, Pima, Maricopa, Yavapai, you know, Fulton, Cobb? He said, man, just let the MAGA vibes flow, man. Just it's all going to work out. You just got to let it. Everyone's going to show up. I was like, yeah, that's. You wonder why we have less than desirable election outcomes. Let the vibes flow. I got so many stories. Not every I can share on air. You're living through a plan. And here's how it works. The whole plan is an ideological laundering process. At some point somewhere, there were guys who had a discussion that went like this. We wrote this out because it's very smart. Okay, you guys write the law review article. Then you other guys write the op-ed. You guys do the TV hits talking about how correct the law review article is. And then you guys, the elected officials, will take action. And our side just kind of plays totally unprepared. In 1 week, this is how coordinated this is. It's like a well-orchestrated football play. Now that football is back, everything starts to make more sense. The food tastes better. Air is sweeter. That's a separate issue, but it's like a well-orchestrated play. In 1 week, you have The Atlantic, New York Times, four series of op-eds, and I want to get the titles again, guys. New York Times says elections are bad for democracy. Just kind of getting that out there, getting the trial balloon out there, just kind of getting people to think differently about how, oh yeah, maybe elections are bad because we love democracy, so let's suspend elections. Direct quote from the New York Times. Number two, Atlantic. We vote too much as Americans. Okay, this is all within 48 hours. Number three, Atlantic. Donald Trump should not be allowed on the ballot. New York Times. Donald Trump should not be allowed on the ballot by David French. So that's four different articles that are happening within 24 to 48 hours. Of course it's planned. Of course it's deliberate. This is not just all of a sudden people woke up on Monday morning, August 21st, a week ago. Oh, let's just have all these articles. Hey, David, you wrote the same thing that I did. What are the chances? No, no, no. They were probably at the Aspen Institute doing a tabletop exercise over the summer, workshopping. See, the Constitution prohibits Trump from ever being president again. That is 1 week ago, just about. I mean, it's the 19th. So it was the weekend before, whatever. The dates are Mondays when we covered it. Let's just say, let's just even be generous, 10 days ago. And then 10 days later, you have people that seriously are now filing lawsuits in Secretary of States that say, well, look at this credible thing here. You guys wrote about it, so I have to take it seriously. Our side is so weak. Our side is so feckless. Our side is so compromised. And it's very simple. Are you a card-carrying member of the oligarchy, or are you part of the patriot class? I don't care if you have an R in front of your name. It's irrelevant to me. Listen to this. Corky Messner, quite a name, Corky, who was formally endorsed by Donald Trump. Listen to this on a local radio interview, Play Cut 17.
There's this article in The Atlantic, which summarizes that law review article. The section says, if someone has previously taken an oath to uphold the Constitution and has since engaged, and that's a key word, engaged in rebellion or insurrection, or gave comfort and aid to someone who has engaged in rebellion or insurrection, is not qualified to hold office, including the office of the presidency.
This is an incredibly quirky fringe legal theory with zero basis. But now do you understand why from the very beginning they had to label it as an insurrection? They had to. They had this plan from the very beginning. And Republicans are going along with it. Republican Secretary of State of New Hampshire is entertaining throwing Donald Trump off the primary ballot, the ramifications of which we've never seen. Fidelity Charitable released its latest giving report. According to the report, its account holders in 2022 recommended $11 billion to nonprofits. In the mix, Planned Parenthood. In fact, according to the report, Planned Parenthood was just the sixth most popular nonprofit among Fidelity Charitable account holders last year. Does that upset you? Well, it upsets me too. Open a giving account with an organization that shares your values. Visit donorstrust.org/Charlie to learn more about Donors Trust. That's donorstrust.org/Charlie to discover how you can partner with a giving account provider that shares your values. I love Donors Trust. I encourage you guys to look at it right now. They're excellent. Donorstrust.org/Charlie. Here's a very real question. Is there a war room of Republicans, insiders, that currently have plans and they are notified of how to derail Donald Trump from becoming the nominee? Of course there is. And you saw this at one of the most telling points of the debate. Now, we did some research on this. We have found no evidence that there are current RNC rules that show that Donald Trump cannot become the nominee. However, Asa Hutchinson, who should not have been on stage, he was a waste of rations, but I'm kind of glad he was on stage because he said the quiet part out loud. Now, we're receiving lots of emails, freedom@charliekirk.com, of some people that say, Charlie, I hate Trump. I hate Trump. All this is fine. Just get him out of the way. Even if you hate Trump, you are so terribly wrong. Because what we're talking about is restructuring of a system. Restructuring of a system. They're trying to refound the country. We've said this before. This is their 1776 moment. For them, they want to transform America from a republic into an oligarchy that pretends to be a democracy. Play cut 16 and listen very carefully.
And over a year ago, I said that Donald Trump was morally disqualified from being president again as a result of what happened on January 6th. More people are understanding the importance of that, including conservative legal scholars who says he may be disqualified under the 14th Amendment from being president again as a result of the insurrection. This is something that could disqualify him under our rules and under the Constitution. And so, obviously, I'm not going to support somebody who's been convicted of a serious felony or who is disqualified under our Constitution, and that's consistent with RNC rules.
So RNC rules, we found no evidence what the heck he's talking about. So what RNC rules he's referring to, I don't know. But if you listen to that, Asa Hutchinson is not an articulate person. But he said that rather in a rehearsed fashion. He got all the buzzwords in there. Insurrection, legal scholars, he rehearsed that. And interestingly, if you look, the New York Times had a board of people that judged who they thought what candidate did the best. David French gave Asa Hutchinson a near perfect score. You have to wonder, did Asa Hutchinson and David French talk before the debate? I bet they did. They used Asa Hutchinson as an irrelevant buffoon on stage as the trial balloon. And think about how brilliant these people are. And then I'm going to tell you how we defeat this. How brilliant these people are. They used the Republican debate. It's by no coincidence they published all of these articles about disqualifying Trump right before the Republican debate that Donald Trump wasn't showing up to. It's a perfect time to do it. Oh, look at all these alternatives. Look at all these alternatives. He's not even allowed on the ballot. Now, no one really noticed Asa Hutchinson except us, and we've blown it up. And most people were just focused on the 14th Amendment side. He's talking about internal RNC rules. So now in New Hampshire, it's happening. They're going to try to prevent a former president who has 60 to 70% of the party's support from even being on the ballot. Ballot access. The Secretary of State, Scanlon, who's allegedly a Republican, says he's entertaining this. This is before a conviction. This does not even involve indictment. This is just the suspicion that Donald Trump is a traitor. We just kind of know it. So here's what needs to happen. Okay? Immediately. Number one, we obviously need to sue and we need to make up as much noise as possible. You need to contact the New Hampshire Secretary of State. I don't care if you live in New Hampshire or not. It should be a nationwide movement of people contacted because this impacts everybody. Everybody. The phone number is going to go up on screen in just a second. We're going to break the phone lines and say, who do you think you are for even entertaining this? What oligarch do you think that you were appointed to? And so we have the phone number. It's right there, 603-271-3242. Be respectful, be clear, but also be firm. 603-271-3242 and say, who the heck do you guys think you are? You will allow the former president on the primary ballot and the general election ballot. But some moron like Corky or Kirky or Quickie or whatever this guy's name is, Quickie, Corky, whatever, strangest name ever seen. He's going to sue. This will go up to the Supreme Court. But here's how we have to respond. If Republicans truly want to fight fire with fire, it's the only way to do this. Every Republican Secretary of State, I'm sorry, not Secretary of State, because they probably won't do it. Republican, actually, you know what? That's an interesting point. I'll correct myself. The Republican Secretary of State of South Carolina should say Joe Biden is not allowed on the primary ballot in South Carolina. You guys want to make South Carolina this big thing? First in the nation, lots of black voters. Joe Biden is a traitor to the United States and will not be allowed on the primary ballot in South Carolina. Who's the South Carolina Secretary of State? Just get the name. I'm sure it's a Republican. That's how you fight fire with fire. You're doing that in New Hampshire. You guys picked South Carolina first. And then secondly, the Board of Elections by every county, in particular swing states, Pinal County, Yavapai County that are red, say Joe Biden is not allowed on the ballot. I don't like this. This is a very dark chapter in American history. I'm not going to take it, and you shouldn't either. The guy's name is Mark Hammond. Looks like a nice guy. I'm sure he didn't wake up on a Monday morning in August thinking he would be a nationwide topic. Too bad, Mark Hammond. Welcome to the big leagues. Put Mark Hammond's image up on screen. Mark Hammond, you need to come out and say, if New Hampshire goes as far to even entertain that Donald Trump not be on the ballot, we in South Carolina will not allow Joe Biden on the ballot unilaterally, totally, because he is a traitor to the United States. Do you think Mark Hammond has the stones to do it? I don't know. I'm sure he's a really nice guy. Well, welcome to the big leagues, Mark Hammond. And we sent out a tweet that went viral last week that we control more counties than the Democrats do. Every red county in the country should say Joe Biden is not allowed on the ballot. I don't like that. I actually believe in elections. But if they're not going to believe in elections, then we shouldn't believe in elections. And welcome to the brave new world that you created. I'm not going to roll over. The old way of Republican doing things, the card-carrying members of the uniparty regime, the insiders, the oligarchy, Chris Christie and Mike Pence, they say, well, you know, these are very serious, you know, legal opinions. And just think about how Orwellian this is. Someone publishes a 120-page legal opinion, and we act as if this is gospel from the heavens. Like this is come down from the divine, and we have to start acting on it. No, no, no. What this is an excuse for them to act upon their deeply held sinister beliefs and the resentment. Now, some people are saying, Charlie, you're telling the other side our plan in real time. There is no plan. This is the plan. You think that the RNC and everybody is sitting around how to actually protect the Constitution? No, we're doing the opposite. We are exposing their plan. As it says in the book of Ephesians, we are shining a light on their treachery and on their misdeeds and on their oligarchy. MSNBC is saying this. Now, every time I'm training you guys, every time you hear democracy to say oligarchy, all of a sudden the whole sentence makes sense. This sentence makes no sense unless if you just do one word replacement, play cut five.
Strange picture in this strange time, Ari. I'm not happy, right? Because as far as I'm concerned, the all of these court cases, all of these indictments don't mean anything if he's still able to run for president next year. If unless he is found disqualified from running for president, he is still a danger to our democracy. So if this is a step in the direction of preventing him from running again or forcing him to step down, then it's great. If
let me push you on that.
More window dressing in the process.
If our oligarchy, just out in the open, we're no longer going to be in power. The group of insiders are so nervous, and we have to go aggressive and early. Mr. Scanlon, Mr. Hammond, all these secretaries of state fight fire with fire. People are saying every time I call the secretary of state, you get a busy signal. Good. Email them. That means we are melting their phone lines in New Hampshire. Keep calling. Keep calling. Leave voicemails. Flood the zone. And I just love the Washington Post. They say, you know, democracy dies in darkness as their little byline. Why Trump shouldn't be allowed on the ballot? They've never believed in what they call democracy or representative government. They believe in a permanent insider class where they have the special cards of the secret society of Harvard and Yale and Georgetown and Stanford. They rule, you submit. That's their vision for America. We're in charge, you are in not. You are not. We get rich, you get poorer. Trump ripped the veil in 2016 in a way we have never seen before. And these people, the administrative state, the deep state, the Leviathan, the shadow government, whatever you want to call them, they were unchecked for so long. And Donald Trump just said, yep, I'm going to reveal all of you. And they are still seething that ever happened, that they've been exposed. Deep down, they are angry that there are 30 million people that did not take the vaccine. You haven't taken every booster? What are you, a bigot? That bothers them, that you're not totally on board for the pronoun Gestapo. There is an awakening happening, and I think they can start to feel it. So they have to try to kill the MAGA movement right now. And I'm going to tell you about something that actually gives me great hope, because by all objective metrics, this should be the low point. This should be the low point for the America First movement, yet I'm seeing more fight, more resolve, more joy, more energy, more spirit than I thought I would see. Not ever, but we're doing rather well as far as that we're in the game. They thought they could get you out of the ballgame. Call that phone number, 603-271-3242, and demand the New Hampshire Secretary of State that Donald Trump be on the ballot, not on some fringe anti-constitutional legal theory. Hey, Charlie Kirk here. If you guys love this program and you want to support this program, if we have impacted or blessed your life in any way, I want to tell you about a new thing that we are starting it up. First of all, if you have supported us at charliekirk.com/support, nothing to worry about. You guys are going to be moved on over. If you want to support us even more and say, hey, I want exclusive content, I want to talk to Charlie directly, we are standing up this amazing infrastructure. Team's been working so hard at members.charliekirk.com. Not only is it a way to support us directly outside of all of the other channels, but get this, live Q&As with me and the team, articles exclusively written by me that you won't find anywhere else, pre-show prep calls, and more. Sign up today at members.charliekirk.com. We love bringing our show every day, and we can't wait to bring you even more content that is just for you at the Charlie Kirk exclusive. That's members.charliekirk.com. Head to members.charliekirk.com today. Yes, there's going to be a lot of goodies, a lot of engagement, a lot of fun stuff. But even more than that, if you feel moved and compelled that our show is impacting you and impacting the world, it would mean a lot if you became a member at members.charliekirk.com. Now, every single Republican running for the presidency, Governor DeSantis, Mike Pence, Asa Hutchinson, Vivek, who I think Vivek will have the right answer, they now need to be put and questioned directly. Do you think Donald Trump should be allowed on the ballot? And Mike Pence will do this kind of fake, you know, virtue signaling pastor thing. Well, Martha, let me tell you, I believe in the Constitution, and I think, enough, get out of the way. We see your uniparty insider credentials. Get out. It needs to be full-throated, direct, and clear. It's a yes or no question. Very, very simple. So two thoughts. I want to get into this placement of the Donald Trump trial because it's breaking as we are live here. But first, let me just give you a little bit of encouragement. We're receiving thousands of emails, freedom@charliekirk.com. Charlie, can I write him in? Yeah, you can write him in, but you do not settle for that. That is a fake settlement. That's what they want you to say. Oh, we'll just write him in. Do not settle for that. That is a false, false compromise. Do not even put that out there, because that's what they'll say. They'll say, oh, well, you can still write them in. Whew, do not do that. Okay. But by all objective metrics, we should be down to the dumps. This should be the low point of the movement. 4 indictments, 600 years in prison. Instead, I feel a renewed sense of energy, spirit. And not by all people. You know, I was talking to some people over the weekend. They said, Charlie, this is just so demoralizing. I don't know if I can keep on doing it. And do you know what I said? I put my arm on this person's shoulder. I said, just quit. I don't have time for this. What am I, your therapist? Oh, yeah, you know. No, the country is going through hell right now. That's why I love what Vivek said at the debate. It's not morning in America. You are at dead night midnight. It is pitch black dark. And there will be morning again if you fight and we win against these people. Some people say, well, Charlie, it's just so overwhelming. It's so heavy. It's so sad. And I don't know if I have the stomach for this fight. Yeah, you probably don't. You are a sunshine patriot, otherwise known as a coward. That's fine. Go watch football. I like football. We're going to fight, and then we're going to win. And as if right on point, the federal judge for Donald Trump's January 6th case, Chutkin, has now officially scheduled Donald Trump's trial for the day before Super Tuesday. The trial has been scheduled. The federal trial for subverting an election is scheduled for next March. As I said on Twitter, we will subvert an election by trying a man for subverting an election. This is the date, literally the date before the Alabama, Arkansas, Alaska, California, and Colorado primary are on March 5th. California is literally the most delegates of any state. It's direct election interference. Let me read all the states. Alabama, Alaska, American Samoa, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia. This judge did not have to do this. This judge wants Donald Trump, obviously, who's taken orders, Judge Chutkin, who might be getting orders from Valerie Jarrett or Barack Obama, and this is a deeper topic for a different time, but do not underestimate Barack Hussein Obama's involvement in all of this. But I'll put that aside for a second. They want Donald Trump to be a convicted felon by the nominating address so that they can then try to do this 14th Amendment thing and say, okay, well, yeah, we tried it when he wasn't convicted, but now he's convicted. Now he's convicted. That's the plan. This is a major blockade to try and prevent the will of the people. That's how big of a threat Donald J. Trump is to them. So what do we do? Number one, you got to call out the New Hampshire Secretary of State. He was the first one to emerge and pop his head out. We must bury them quickly. Number two, every Republican candidate needs to be put on record. Number three, where's the House of Representatives on this, the longest vacation ever? Do we have an opposition party in D.C.? This is the question of the future of the Republic. Something, anything would be great. Number four, Secretary of State in South Carolina should say Joe Biden is not allowed on the ballot if this happens in New Hampshire. And every Republican county in the country should say Joe Biden will not be allowed on the ballot if you guys do this. Joe Biden is a traitor to the United States. Now you no longer need to have a conviction. You just need to have, well, he aided enemies. Joe Biden has aided enemies since the day he took office. Fire with fire. The Republican Party doesn't usually have the stones, the spine, or the fortitude to do that. But guess what? This is the country that's at stake. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up, I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up, I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns.
What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.